I don't know why Swaziland has never been the bigger issue, but what I can say is that Swaziland have been under a state of emergency for about 38 years now, where political activity have been banned. And it's just those unfortunate things where, like, sometimes the international community would like maybe some specific countries, maybe for other reasons, which I cannot say it's what. But that is why maybe Swaziland has never been, like, in the news. But the human rights situation in Swaziland is very bad, in such a way that, like, even political activity is banned. Political parties, to belong to a political party, it's criminal. So some things which you, even in countries like Zimbabwe, which have always been, like, in the limelight of the international media, it's like those basic rights, like freedom of to belong to a political party, it's like something which Swazis take as a luxury.
Yes, I wish Zimbabwe was more in the limelight as well. But anyway,
yes.
What happened 38 years ago?
What happened is that the present king's father, the late king, repealed that constitution and declared a state of emergency and ruled by decree. That is when, like, maybe Swazis lost all of their rights. Like, there was a lot of political persecution from opponents of the king's rule. Yeah, a lot of detentions and people forced into exile.
Things changed in Swaziland since the South African regime has changed?
It did change because Swaziland, like some other people would say, it was a de facto Bantustan. Even though it was said to be independent, but it was not independent. It was still dependent on South Africa in one way or another. And when South Africa changed to a democratic dispensation, like, there was a lot of expectations from Swazis that maybe even Swaziland would change, because even the other neighbor, Mozambique, also changed and become a multi-party democratic state. But Swaziland has remained as an undemocratic state. And the unfortunate thing is that even these countries, which are bordering Swaziland, have not been helping that much as far as democratization of the country. Even the regional organizations like SADC, they've turned a blind eye on Swaziland. That is one of the unfortunate things.
You are an activist, but you are living in exile. What kind of activities are you able to bring forward?
I think one of the things which we do, and which I think we have been very successful in, is like the international mobilization for the isolation of the Swazi regime. Like in South Africa, for instance, we have been able to push the Swazi question to be in the agenda. Like something which was not there before. People were just like taking Swaziland as like something. But those of us who are outside the country have been able to mobilize the world, the international world, like to know what is happening in Swaziland. And I think we have been successful in that front. Yeah.
What is your opinion regarding the request to South Africa to give Swaziland a 10 billion rand loan?
We are opposed. We are totally opposed to the bailing out of Swaziland, because Swaziland is in this situation it's not by accident. It's not like even some of the reasons which they are using, like that is because of the global economic crisis and the reduction in the SACU, or the South African Customs Union, revenue. I think those are not the real reasons why Swaziland is in this situation. The main reason is the mismanagement and the blunder by the ruling elite. So we are opposed. We are totally opposed to any bailout by the South African government and any reason to discuss the economic crisis in Swaziland would have to involve the civil organizations like the trade unions and the opposition parties in Swaziland. So if the South African government want to give the Swazi government some bailout, with ourselves, we will say they're just like trying to sustain the system, the undemocratic system. It's not going to help Swazis in any way.
It doesn't sound as though it's in the interests of South Africa either, though.
It's not in the interest of South Africa, because if ever they can give Swaziland that money, there's no guarantee, whether it's a loan or if it's a loan, it's even unfortunate. There's no guarantee that that money will be used in a prudent way. So there is no guarantee that that money will go to what it's supposed to be going to. And once Swaziland is a democratic government, I think South Africa should not expect the democratic government to pay that money back.
I was on the internet today and I was having a look at some news that was coming out of Swaziland, and some of it was very, very, very shocking. I read, for example, that one of the ministers have just recently proposed that HIV-infected people be branded as a way to curb, he says, the infection. Do you have any knowledge of this?
No, I'm not aware of that, but I would not be surprised, because what I know is that, like, even the fact, it's not by accident that Swaziland has got the highest infection in the world. It's because of the type of government we have, you know. Like, the king, for instance, is a very bad example. He's got many wives. He's somebody who just, like, take wives, and is a bad example. So it's some of the reasons which have been happening. In fact, not long ago, there was also another member of parliament who was also calling for the brand, that people who are HIV should be branded. So I would not be surprised.
I have noticed that there have been some protests in Swaziland. Do the protesters risk anything by going into the streets and demonstrating?
Definitely they do. They do, because, like, most of the time, when the protests are crushed. In fact, like last year on May Day, one of the members of the People's United Democratic Movement was arrested for wearing a T-shirt of the opposition party, and he was killed inside prison. So, like, it's very risky for people to protest, but that doesn't mean that they don't protest. Even on the 12th of April, there were some protest against the regime, and a lot of people were detained, they were assaulted, there was a violent crackdown on protest action. Yeah.
I understand that recently there have been big festivities, both to celebrate the birthday of the king and to celebrate, I think, 40 years of independence. Amongst the guests was Robert Mugabe. Is he an ally, a friend of the king?
Yes, there was a birthday, which was, in fact, the 40th anniversary of the independence plus the king's birthday, which was, like, there was a lot of money which was spent to celebrate that. And it was very unfortunate, because Swazis don't benefit, you know. Swaziland is one of the most unequal societies in the world. That is one of the unfortunate things, when you spend this lavish lifestyle of the king. And it's true that Robert Mugabe was there, and other presidents from other countries in Africa.
I don't know if you know, but the bishops, the Catholic bishops of Southern Africa, have issued a very strong statement regarding the situation in Swaziland. And they are asking the Swaziland government to abandon the Tinkundla system of governance, yes, of royal favour. They're also shining the light on the abuse and the inequality the people of Swaziland live with.
Yes, in fact, and it's not just the Catholic, even the Anglican bishops are also, like, have also joined the campaign for democratic dispensation in Swaziland.
Are you hopeful that this spurt of news that's getting Swaziland finally into the limelight, are you hopeful it's going to have an effect?
Definitely. Swaziland will eventually democratize. It's just a question of when, but the momentum has already started, and it's obvious that in the near future, Swaziland will be a democratic state.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
There's not much other than to say, like, sometimes we are a little bit disappointed with the blind eye which the international community turn on Swaziland. Sometimes we feel like they're double standards. They talk about democracy in other countries, and in other countries they don't see it as essential. So those are the things which we feel like we are a little bit disappointed. But that doesn't mean that that is going to stop our struggle. At the same time, we are also grateful to the international solidarity that we are getting from people from other countries, like in South Africa and in other countries all over the world.